This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm really excited to be having a chat once again with, of course, Mary Hayes. We spoke to you about the Two Into You podcast not too long ago. But I suppose for International Women's Day, I wanted to check back in with you again just to have a quick chat. Thank you so much for taking the time to check in with us here on iRadio.
I'm delighted to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. Now, I know there's lots of amazing, uplifting stories that we're going to be hearing all across International Women's Day. But I kind of wanted to maybe have a talk to you about some of the ways that maybe we can support some of the women in our lives. Mary, in your experience, what are some of the most common forms of control or maybe manipulation in relationships that young women don't even realise that are happening?
So I suppose, you know, look, with International Women's Day coming up, it is really important that we highlight these stories around women, because women are far more likely to be subjected to abuse by an intimate or former partner. So, you know, in Ireland, one in three women in their lifetime will be subjected to abuse. And the way that it happens can be, you know, different for different age groups. So for young women in particular, they often don't think that something like this can happen to them.
Yeah.
Often we think about it happening in older relationships, but it can happen in your first relationship. And it can be, you know, difficult to spot, especially if you haven't gone out with someone before, and you don't know what a healthy relationship looks like, or you don't even know what red flags are. So some of the really common forms of abuse or coercive control would be emotional abuse. So emotional abuse is basically when your partner puts you down or threatens you or makes you feel afraid in any way. So that can include things like being name called, being made fun of, or being made to feel afraid, or kind of like you're walking on eggshells around your partner, or maybe you're made to feel that you're to blame for what they're doing. So they say, you know, well, if you didn't act like this, or if you didn't see that friend, I wouldn't react this way. But actually what that is it's them just trying to divert the attention away from their own behaviors to try and put the blame on you, when actually it's not your fault at all. The fault is only of the person who's being controlling.
Yeah.
And then another really common form of abuse for young women is online abuse. So online abuse happens, I suppose, in online spaces. So on social media, anything to do with our phones, email, things like that. So it can include things like, you know, constant messages or mm-hmm. calls. So say you're away from your partner and they're blowing up your phone, you know, asking you where you are, who you're with, things like
yeah.
that. Or, you know, tracking your location through, say, Snapchat, or pressuring you to share passwords and things like that. But these are all, I suppose abuse happens in many ways. And this is something that we're covering in our new Two Into You podcast. So we're really trying to kind of demystify the different types of control and abuse that can happen in young relationships.
Definitely. It's great that you mentioned social media as well, because people might think that it's just face to face that, you know, you might see this form of abuse. But, you know, obviously there's loads of platforms right now, and, you know, anything from Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, you name it. But, you know, these platforms could be impacting young women's mental health and their safety, especially when it comes to dating and relationships. How do you, if you are somebody who might think, look, there is somebody who's tracking my location, and, you know, maybe they're love bombing you and they're telling you how great they are, but you're finding it hard to figure out whether or not this is something, a type of behavior that you should be maybe like aware of, or maybe asking somebody about. How do you spot that?
Yeah, so I suppose the first thing is to learn what the red flags of abuse
yeah.
are. There are some really, really common red flags to watch out for, especially in young relationships. So empowering yourself with that information is a really good first step. So on our website, twointoyou.ie, there's information on the red flags of abuse and the difference between healthy and unhealthy relationships. And I suppose with things like social media, you know, there's so much pressure now to be online and to be contactable all the time, that say you are in a controlling relationship, it can feel like there's absolutely no escape from abuse. It can feel like, you know, online spaces become a place where abuse can be carried out, even when you're not with someone. So I always say, you know, even if you're not 100% sure that it's abuse, if something feels wrong, it probably is. So it's really good to listen to your gut. But something like tracking your location, maybe knowing where you are, even if you haven't told your partner, or showing up places, even if you haven't told them where you are, that can be a huge red flag, because it shows that, you know, they're keeping an eye on what you're doing, where you're going, who you're with. And it's really, really controlling behavior, and it's not normal. And then, you know, some other ways that online spaces can be used to carry out abuse can be, you know, simple things like telling you who you can or can't be friends with online, or, you know, telling you to take down certain photos from social media, or again, you know, sending you lots of messages, sending loads of comments and likes on all of your content. Because while that might seem nice from a partner or somebody you're just starting to date, it can also feel overwhelming, and it can also feel like there's no escape from that person, that they're always watching everything that you do. And I suppose as well, you know, with social media, there's so much pressure now to kind of paint yourself as this perfect couple, you know, like the whole couple goals thing. It can actually make it hard to then seek support if you are in a controlling relationship, because, you know, to the outside world, it might appear that you're the absolute perfect couple. So then you might feel afraid that, you know, people aren't going to believe you because of how you look online. And often this is something that abusive partners will play up to. They'll say, well, you know, no one's going to believe you because everyone sees us as this perfect couple. But actually, you know, that's not true. And if you feel afraid, you deserve support. So we have an online safety guide on our website as well. And it tells you how to do things like how to block someone online, how to report abusive messages, things like that. Because I suppose we're all on our phones all the time, but everyone has a right to be online in a safe way.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Yeah. What do you think needs to change in our society to ensure that young women can feel safe in relationships and kind of can recognize toxic behaviors before they become a problem? Do we need more education in this? I know you're doing some fantastic work with the Two Into You podcast, and it's so accessible for people. But do we need to see more being done?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with Two Into You, we're really trying to just teach young people about the difference between healthy and unhealthy relationships in a really simple and accessible way. So not just through our website, but through our Two Into You campaign on TikTok and Instagram. You know, we have videos that kind of demystify love bombing, gaslighting. We talk about Love Island. We talk about Married at First Sight, lots of things like this, just making the conversation, you know, very normalized. But I suppose there are unfortunately things that prevent young women from being safe in Ireland. Women are far more likely to be subjected to abuse by, you know, someone they know and a current or former intimate partner. You know, since 1996, there have been 274 women killed in Ireland violently. And the majority of these were killed by a male former or current intimate partner. And, you know, this can happen at any age. Jennifer Poole was just 22 when she was killed by her ex-boyfriend. So we really need to take, you know, gender-based violence, violence against women seriously. And we need to believe survivors. Young women, they need to know that they'll be believed and supported, because so often they'll be told by their partner that they're blowing things out of proportion, that it's all in their head. They'll be gaslit to think that, you know, it's their fault. And maybe if they change their own behaviors, that things will go back to normal. But we know in Women's Aid that this is never the case. Things won't go back to the way that they were, because the way that they were was a lie. That was the person at the start of the relationship setting the groundwork for you to be controlled later on. So we just want young women to know that, you know, if you're worried at all about your relationship, if something feels off, that you can contact us through our national free phone helpline on 1-800-341-900, or you can use the chat service, which is completely free and confidential, at twointoyou.ie. And really, those are just spaces to talk about how you're feeling in your relationship. Or even if it's a relationship that happened a while ago or years ago and you're thinking back to it, that space is just there for you to talk through what you've been going through. Because women need spaces to talk. We've been silenced for far too long.
Absolutely. Mary, thank you so much for coming on. Again, if people want to reach out or if they suspect maybe themselves or a woman that they know is in a controlling or unsafe relationship, where can they go to get the support? And if you want to mention those links again, please.
Yeah, so the Women's Aid 24-hour national free phone helpline is completely free and confidential. You can call the helpline if you're worried about your own relationship or even a friend or family member's relationship. And that number is 1-800-341-900. And the helpline is also available in over 240 languages. So if English isn't your first language, we have an interpretation service. And if you don't feel like picking up the phone, we also have a chat service that's also free and completely confidential at 2intu.ie.
Brilliant. Happy International Day, Women's Day across the weekend, of course, Mary. It's been so lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for giving us your time and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.